Tampa Bay's greatest hit station, Q105. Want to see Jimmy Buffett in Las Vegas? Keep it right here. Between now and 5, within the next 45 minutes, the final song of the day for Summer Concert Flyaway number 2 is going to play. Right now, in answer to the trivia question I did a few minutes ago, I asked, what do actors Rachel Weisz and Maria Bello now have in common role-wise? Hello?
They were both in the Mummy movie with Brendan Fraser.
You need to be more specific.
Playing his wife.
That's right, yeah. Maria Bello has been recast to play the role because Rachel, I believe, had just had a little baby.
Oh, cool.
What's your name?
Pat.
You won a Mamma Mia prize back in your sign up for the grand prize that I'll draw for in the 5 o'clock hour. It is 4 tickets for Mamma Mia on stage at Performing Arts Center in Tampa and dinner for 4 at Carrabba's.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you much for listening. 417, it's Mike Reeves, and Rob Parker's got some more traffic you need to listen to.
And we'll start off with a couple of disabled vehicles. I'm Rob Parker on Tampa Bay's Q105.
You are Tampa.
Tampa Bay weather.
Hello, everyone. Showers. I'm 10 News meteorologist Randy Roush for Tampa Bay's Q105.
Wet and warm. 79 now in St. Pete, 78 Clearwater, and 79 now in Tampa.
Q105.
Q105, Tampa Bay's greatest hits. Q105 has free tickets for the amazing Broadway musical Mamma Mia, coming August 19th through the 24th at the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center. Mamma Mia. Listen to Mason and Bill in the morning, Marvelous Marvin in the middays, and Mike Reeves in the afternoon to win. Mamma Mia. See it live on stage at the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center August 19th through the 24th. And see it free by listening to Win Tickets on Q105.
Q105 plays Tampa Bay's greatest hits. One of them is going to be the song of the day at this hour for your chance to see Buffett in Vegas. Tampa Bay's greatest hit station, Q105. We're 24 minutes away from the Friday festivities. Before then, the song of the day is going to play for your chance to see Jimmy Buffett in Las Vegas one last time. Mason and Bill does the drawing Monday morning for the grand prize winner. Good news for lazy people. New book out just for you. Wait till you hear what I have on that this hour, too. Mike Reeves at 4:36 and Rob Parker with some more traffic.
Everything's rolling nicely across. I'm Rob Parker on Tampa Bay's Q105.
The greatest hits. Mason and Bill in the morning. The legendary Q105.
Tampa Bay's greatest hits, Q105. Hello.
Yeah, guess what? The U.S. groceries are gas $3.80 a gallon on Melcher and Park Boulevard.
What, where, huh?
A U.S. grocery, $3.80 a gallon.
I've heard it down to $3.73.
We're at.
In the middle of no freaking where.
I see one that's coming down.
Thanks for the heads up. Hello, Q105.
Yeah, this is the number we need to call when you play the song of the day.
Yeah, the same numbers we use for studio line are the contest line numbers.
Great, guy. Appreciate it.
Song of the day for Buffett in Vegas coming up in minutes on Q105.
Ladies!
Tampa Bay's Q105 lady called in and reminded me where that $3.73 a gallon gas is at the Flying J up there, exit 10, I-4. That's past the rooms ago, right out there around that exit. Not really in the middle of nowhere. It's coming down, but still amazes me we're jumping up and down about $3.73 a gallon. Yay! They are still slamming it to us at that price. Hey, good news for lazy people. New book out by a couple of medical researchers called The Joy of Laziness. Why life is better, slower, and how to get there. Here's some things they suggest. These are medical researchers now. Forget long-distance running. Why? Well, because marathon athletes often die at an early age from heart attacks. They suggest a brisk stroll several times a week for your circulation. They also suggest you sleep in whenever possible. Long hours in bed can pump up your immune system. And they even advise you to relax your brain by hanging out for a day, doing absolutely nothing more strenuous than channel surfing. Do it as often as you can, and you will live longer and better. The Joy of Laziness by Peter and Mikhail Axt Gaterman. I'm thinking another title could be How to Act Like a Teenager.